Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello, it's Sarah Evans-Alwyn, recording for Between the Lines. This is a programme which goes out on Sheffield Live, which is on 93.2 FM. And it can be found digitally as well, online, in various places. One of them being the Simple Radio app, which is quite simple to use. So, actually, even though this is going out to you on a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, I'm recording on a Friday evening. So it's about 7 o'clock in the evening. I've just had quite a busy day working and doing various bits and pieces of housekeeping. So the usual sorting out at the end of the week. And I decided after work to go for a little walk around one of my favourite places, the Botanical Gardens. And as I strolled through, I was struck by how quiet it is. Now, the summer opening hours, which start at the beginning of April and run through till the end of September, mean that the gardens close at 7:45 every evening. And now I can see one dog chasing a ball, a couple of teenagers strolling through, and the Botanical Gardens is a convenient and very beautiful way to walk between Broomhill at the top and down to Ecclesall Road at the bottom. And it's a path that I take most days, either coming up or down it. And today, what I'm going to do is I'm heading down through the prairie part of the gardens, and that gets really fully grown over the summer, but at the moment everything's sort of at ankle level. There's a few daffodils, and actually I know by the end of the summer, around August, everything will be taller than me in this prairie garden. And the Botanical Gardens is a really special place for plants that you wouldn't actually normally see growing so freely anywhere else. They do have an exceptional collection, if you know anything about plants, which I actually don't, but I just find them beautiful. And recently there's been the blooming of the magnolias. They came out quite early this year, and actually they've suffered greatly in the frost. Last night, it was -6 in Cumbria. Very unseasonably cold for this time of year. And it has been an unusually cold end of April, surprisingly so. So I've just walked past two young people who have looked at me strangely as I'm talking into my phone. I do present maybe a bizarre sight to people that are using this as a little snicket to cut through up to Broomhill. Anyway, I'm coming out towards the bottom of the Botanical Gardens now, and I will be exiting onto Thompson Road, And right opposite Thompson Road is the Barclay Precinct. And those of you who all know Sheffield know that that's where there's a little Tesco and there's a Boots and all the conveniences of modern life. And it's funny because as you're walking out here, you barely feel that you're in a city, especially as it's so quiet. But I do feel that the cold has kept people indoors a little bit more this week. Now, at some point, I really need to corner my friend and neighbour, Paul, who actually works in the Botanical Gardens. He is an absolute gem. And he has many fantastic stories to tell about life in the Botanical Gardens. And I'm desperate to get him to tell us about lead and the pavilions. The Botanical Gardens has been used recently as a sort of a film backdrop for an HBO series on Sky Atlantic starring Kate Winslet and Hugh Grant called The Regime. And they've zhuzhed it up a little bit, but it is very beautiful. So they've used the top end of the Botanical Gardens for that. And it's quite spectacular. It looks fantastic on film, on that series. So if you're a fan of our lovely Sheffield Botanic Gardens, then do give that a little glance. And Kate Winslet is quite magnificent in her role as a benign dictator. But enough of that. Oh, let me try not to get run over here. This is always a point at which I feel that my life is slightly in peril as I'm trying to cross Ecclesall Road. And here we go. Let's go for the beeping. Slightly running to cross the road over to the Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, I will pause recording for now and return when I'm in safer climbs. Okay, I have come off the main thoroughfare of Ecclesall Road. It is a little bit busier on there, and the smell of Indian food from the takeaway is quite strong as I come down Rosedale Road. So I'm going the back way to the cemetery, and I'll be onto a road called Stalker Lees Road, which leads to Stalker Walk. I always think it's such a sinister name for a little back street. And of course, there's the lovely Frog Walk, which leads up, again, a different route up to Charvelle Road, a place that used to be my stomping ground. I think it still is my stomping ground, really. Oh, let's try not to get run over. So the Just Eat cyclist has deftly avoided killing me, as has the Uber taxi, electric taxi. And as I approach the cemetery, I always feel like a sense of peace descend upon me as I return to this space. It is still one of my favourite green spaces in the city, and I like it because of its unconventional charm. And the general cemetery has been much improved by all the work that the volunteers have been doing over the years, and this has been an absolute labour of love. And the volunteers at the Sheffield General Cemetery have tended flower beds and created paths and generally tried to make the place pleasant and safe as well. I think it's fair to say that when I first came to Sheffield in 1995, the General Cemetery wasn't really a place you'd go and visit necessarily. And yet now there are all kinds of interesting things going on run by the Sheffield General Cemetery Trust. Loads of talks and visits and tours that you can take of the cemetery. And as I've said in previous programs, you can get married at the Samuel Worth Chapel. And then a lot of work has gone into shoring up the catacombs at the bottom of the cemetery. And I think you can hear the porter run at the foot of the cemetery. It's one of the five rivers that run through Sheffield. So I'm going up close and you can hear the water coming down through, travelling down the Porter Valley. So one of our five rivers, Seven Hills, five rivers in Sheffield. It's wonderful and peaceful tonight. If anything, I think the cemetery is quieter than the botanical gardens. I remember fondly walking through here in lockdown as a break from all that screen time, working online, interacting with people only online, and walking down here and seeing people walk their dogs and bring their children out for their daily exercise was actually quite a soothing balm to me at the time. There is, however, a dog that frequents the cemetery who has an unruly owner, and he has once bitten me. So I always watch out for that particular dog. He's called Jeffrey. I kid you not, you couldn't make this up. He's called Jeffrey. Okay. Now, I think I've mentioned before that at the top of the cemetery is a forest nursery school. And one of the more joyous things you can see in the cemetery in all weathers is the children, some of them absolutely tiny, being dragged around the cemetery doing forest school kind of activities, which I think is wonderful. I wish that my children had gone to a forest school in some respects. But, you know, they're wild enough as they are. I just paused my recording there because I actually saw a dog that I thought might look a little bit like Jeffrey, but I was being paranoid. It isn't Jeffrey. So I'm coming to the part of the cemetery which is like a little bit flatter than other areas, and it was cleared because some property developer had thought that it would be possible to clear the cemetery and build houses, but actually that plan never came to fruition. And even though the headstones were removed, the remains were not. So underneath this flat field are still human remains. It's a grim thought, I guess, on this beautiful evening. It is beautiful but cold, and it has been a strange time. So to put a timestamp on this, we're at the end of April in 2024, and next week will be some local elections, and I, like many other people, were hoping really for a general election, but here we go. This is democracy in action, apparently. I do hope I don't get into trouble for saying that. But who knows if anyone's listening? In any case, it's a strange time in the world right now. And I do feel that it's important to have an outlet or a place to come or an activity to partake of, to participate in, which can relieve the symptoms of collective dismay that I think we all experience from time to time, and more recently, more often, about life in general and world events in particular. I mean, sometimes it's just unbearable to watch the news, and particularly before bedtime, it's very unhelpful, leading to bizarre dreams. Certainly, in the last couple of weeks, I've had my fair share of strange dreams, surreal activities intermingling with daytime routines. So I'm just walking down this main pathway, and I reflect yet again that this is really a beautiful city, and it's very, very tree lined. I know there's been a lot of controversy about trees in Sheffield, and I think it's because people in Sheffield cling on almost literally so dearly to the nature that sort of seeps into the city, I think, from Derbyshire. It kind of creeps in on this southwestern side and grows in the cracks of the city from the Peak District. And people here are very protective of that, rightly or wrongly. And over half term, no, it wasn't half term, Easter, which was only a couple of weeks ago, I was in Liverpool, which is a beautiful city, and it's lovely, but it's not half as green as Sheffield is. And it's actually quite surprisingly touristy. I suppose Liverpool capitalises on some of the things that Sheffield ought to, like its musical heritage. I mean, of course, Sheffield has a superior musical heritage to Liverpool, but, you know, people might not agree with me there. In any case, what was noticeable was the dearth of green spaces in Liverpool, although they do have the advantage of being near the seaside. And they've got great transport links as well out to the seaside. The second day that we were in Liverpool, there were terrible storms, storm warnings. We had intended to go to Crosby Beach to see the Anthony Gormleys, which we always love patting on their heads. But it was not to be. It was gale force winds. And so we were forced into coffee shops with family to meet up and gossip rather than face the elements. And it was a lovely day for being warm and dry inside. So you just have to adapt to the weather around you, don't you? So I'm hoping that this cold weather will mean a warmer summer and sunnier days. But I can't complain. Today has been pleasant. There was only a little spot of rain in the afternoon, and the rest of the day was quite bright, really. And it continues this evening to be bright. So I'm coming up to the Samuel Worth Chapel, and I'm just going to walk past. I always like to see what's going on around here. And of course, I'm walking past the Firth and Nicholson graves, which are big ones. And actually underneath James Nicholson's and Mark Firth's graves, there are steps down into the bowels of the grave. And this was so family members could go down and sit there and be with the dead, I guess. And I think people have tried to remove those, I don't know what they're called, that cover that up. You can see where people have tried to lift them to access the steps below. It's a bit macabre, really. Why would you want to? Anyway, you can hear me crunching on the new path. I was horrified when they were tarmacking the path, not realising that they put this gravelly stuff on top of the tarmac. It's a bit better that way. Oh, there's a man in a high-vis jacket, so that must mean something. You see, I avoid the high-vis. He's about to ask me what I'm doing here, so I'm just gonna circle back. I think there's an event occurring here. All right, I'm going to circle back. So, evening events taking place in the Samuel Worth Chapel, especially around the summertime. Saturdays, you can go in and get a nice cup of tea and a cake. I think the volunteers work there and it raises some money for them. So do go and have a look and chat to them, because they tell you all kinds of interesting stuff. And I'm just walking around to the area where the confectioners are buried. So it's funny because Nicholson and Firth were steel guys, and down around here we can see the sweets people, so Bassetts. I think Bassetts are the most familiar name to most people in this country, and they're around here. So they all cluster around these rival families in similar businesses, are all clustered together, which I find quite amusing. I wonder if they chat to each other, they remain competitive in death as well. So I've done a big loop and I feel restored. And I think this is a good point at which to thank you for indulging my rambling nonsense. And I promise to try and get on a good guest soon to talk about, hopefully, the Botanical Gardens. That would be lovely, wouldn't it? Any willing victim will do. And with that, I hope that you all have a lovely day and that you see fit to join me again sometime soon. I am here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Sometimes it's a repeat, so you might hear about May elections in December. Wouldn't that be wonderfully surreal? Let's hope that in December we have a different government. All right, well, I hope you all look after yourselves and that you have a beautiful day ahead. You've been listening to me, Sarah Evans-Alwyn, and I've been recording Between the Lines in the Sheffield Botanic Gardens and the Sheffield General Cemetery, and risking my life across Ecclesall Road with you today on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Goodbye.
Afraid to lie by me, my love. Your father will not know. Love can be broken, though no words are spoken. Don't you be afraid to lie by me, my love. Your father will not know. Love, don't cry, I'll not try. Don't you be afraid to lie by me, my love. Your father will not know. Love, be bold, or not so. Don't you be afraid to lie by me, my love. Your father will not know. Yes, love, don't cry, I'm not trying. Your father will be told someday about our wedding day.
This bebop music is really terrific. Well, I nearly went crazy when I heard the record of Gillespie. It really enchanted me just to hear him play Anthropology. Yes, sir, this music is really sweeter. He continued further by composing another. This one is a smasher. Gillespie is getting greater. If you listen carefully, you will surely enjoy the melody. It sends you in a dancing heat with the drums that give you the afro beat. Yes, sir, this music is really sweeter. I'll give you the raters of different composers, two recognized artists, Charlie Parker and D. Miles Davis. Mr. Parker also plays his rating highly with Steeplechase, and Miles Davis again improved when he made this number, he called it Moon. Yes, sir, this number is really sweeter. I think it's compulsory to bring back a lesbian. I'll give you a chorus of a number that brought him famous. He played with his heart and soul this special number on top the world. And that's how he ruled the ring and retained the name as the Bebop King. Yes, sir, this music is really sweeter.
Cotton dresses and she was all mine. She was all mine. She was so fine. Yeah, and she was all mine. Summer waiting for the light to turn green. It's been a long time since I had that dream. Looking back, I think it's me I miss. The small town rebel and innocence. Yeah, yeah. And I was firecrackers and Ferris wheels. Don't wanna forget the way that it feels. And I see his guitar sneaking into a smoky bar. The world was fine. It was so fine. Yeah, that old world was all mine. Watch the cars go flying past. Well, man, it all goes by so fast. The firecrackers and Ferris wheels. Time is a thief that tries to steal. Nothing's gonna take these memories. They're always gonna be right here with me. And firecrackers and Ferris wheels, making out behind the football field. T-top Camaros, glass packs, 100 miles an hour. Never, ever looking back. The world was all mine. It was so fine. The world was all mine.
Sweet melody. This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
You hold on to the drum, but you're missing the beat. Love keeps you grounded like it's chained to your feet. Born at the heart, and the heart's moving on. You name what you feel, and the feeling is gone. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it on. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it on. I'm wondering which man she wants love to deliver, a banker or a lawyer or a more successful singer. I bait the musicians so they get playing. I made the decision, the choice. a funeral like there's something I don't get. Maybe I'm just shallow, cause yes, I do have to admit. Mostly I love you for the body you've got. But when I try to change the order, your body resists a lot. You have a God to forgive you, it's a privilege you have. You have a book that starts with a pretty Snedder's autograph. Bottles to empty and prescriptions to fill. And if now God will forgive you, baby, you know I will. Man, my world, if you wanna get it out, it's a man.
I'm gonna pay them all. more than one, then it's more than one get ten.
Right,
double explosion, Teflon attack
hope
them.
Hold
a pint wall, cut a Senate, cut check them.
Yeah.
Or them talk, Jaguar issue, hot at them.
Right,
no P.O. double, there's no time to sweat them.
Hold
them soon you met them, here you wet them.
Yeah, yeah.
Rah! This is not the place where you come and camp out and look at the stars and sleep in the sleeping bag.
Come on.
Rise against the ultimate pinches and the Jaguar one. You know, say, get a body bugger into a dog.
Yeah,
dead
man.
Like
dog. Like grocery.
Straight jump, bro. You see it?
Yeah.
Walk with it.
Walk with it every day, man. That's how we stay.
Walk
one
with it.
He left the same way. All is on cool.
Walk with it, gung on a boy town.
Come
spin it on my finger with the ninja zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Send this a glass of my chrome.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody disrespects, I'm gonna pin.
Count some boys. Count some.
Colors
yeah, yeah. Yeah, the fellow some bandit here and Jaguar. I'm the same boy, you can't scream, the way you can't hear you. So I fear you. But you're not too black, fear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Tell some boy, shut up!
Keeping out of sight. I've had it. And now I find it's easy when love is blind. So let go of things you love. Keep hold of all you got. Spin the wheel again, I drink a meal with a pinch of dread down in the pit. A fire burns 14 years. It's been now 15 years. This pain, how proud out of the bar I was told, though. What a sight, neck a pill, a double dose. And I'm feeling trashed. Too late now, spending all the stash I've loaded. And now I find it's easy when love is blind. So let go of things you love. Keep hold, it's all you got. Keep hold of your memory. Gotta hold on to what you've got. Hold on for me. Is there a rose tint in the family for the ones that are lost and gone? Gotta let go of the gripes you hold. Let go.
Listening to Sheffield.
I'm a loner, alone with neuroses and hate. Anger is a permanent character trait. My letter bombs are primed and they're ready to send. Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a wound up whiner with a fetish for guns. I'm almost 50 and I live with my mum. I hope my nude picture doesn't offend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me.
mother says she wished she never had me. Had me, had me. Would you like to have me as a friend? Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a recovering alcoholic, I rarely leave my room. Peeping through the curtains in my dog costume. The voices in my head, oh, they'll get me in the end. Would you like to add me as a friend? I'd really like to mail you the picture that I drew. It's Kylie's body, but the head is you. I've asked you 50 times before, I'm asking you again. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Had me, had me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? Says she wish she never had me. Had me, had me. Would you like to have me as a friend? Would you like to have me as a friend? Here's a picture of me in my Nazi uniform, doing a trick with an egg that I like to perform at a monster truck rally that my mom and me attend. Would you like to have me as a friend? I've added Britney and Paris and you and Tom. I'm going to find your address so I can visit you at home. I don't like people, but I like to pretend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. My mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend?
Instantaneous.